Warren Buffett's reputation as the world's greatest investor often overshadows his equally remarkable talent as a manager. While his investment prowess has been analyzed extensively, his management philosophy, which oversees 88 diverse companies with 233,000 employees, has achieved an astonishing 21.39% annual operational growth rate over decades. This isn't just about picking stocks, it's about creating an environment where businesses flourish. The secret? Management isn't about control, it's about inspiration. Buffett's approach has transformed Berkshire Hathaway from a failing textile company into a $150+ billion conglomerate, influencing leaders from Bill Gates to Oprah Winfrey. His philosophy works because it aligns with human nature rather than fighting against it, creating systems where everyone, from CEOs to frontline workers, can thrive by doing what comes naturally when properly motivated and respected. Not all businesses are created equal. Some have such favorable economics that even average management succeeds. These enterprises typically produce enduring brand name products, like Coca-Cola, or provide unique services commanding premium prices, like Moody's. Without constant R&D or retooling costs, they generate surplus cash flow. Buffett uses three tests to identify these opportunities. First, examine 10-year per-share earnings for consistent upward trends. Second, check debt levels. Great businesses carry minimal long-term debt due to strong cash flow. Third, evaluate gross profit margins. Companies with durable advantages maintain higher margins. Coca-Cola, 60% plus, Moody's, 73%, versus competitors. United Airlines, 14%. These criteria also guide career planning. Companies with durable competitive advantages offer better compensation, job security, and advancement opportunities. Their inherent strength creates a rising tide that lifts all boats, including yours. Buffett has mastered delegation, taking it almost to the point of abdication. When acquiring companies like Forest River or McLane Company, he tells CEOs they might hear from him just once yearly and grants them full operational control. This extreme delegation stems from three key principles. First, Buffett acknowledges each business's unique culture and specialized expertise, as demonstrated when he preserved Dairy Queen's Minnesota headquarters and management. Second, he knows autonomous managers work harder when they feel true ownership. Third, he ensures managers possess not just capability and drive, but unquestionable integrity. This approach transformed Berkshire from a struggling textile company into a multinational powerhouse. By trusting talented people with genuine responsibility and stepping back, Buffett created an environment where businesses thrive under empowered leadership, a principle that applies whether managing corporations or small teams. After finding the right business and embracing delegation, identifying managers with three essential characteristics, or developing these qualities yourself, becomes crucial for success. The first is an internal locus of control, believing you control your fate rather than external forces. People with this mindset take responsibility for failures and learn from mistakes without dwelling on them. When Buffett's Irish bank investments failed, he acknowledged his error and moved forward rather than blaming the economy. This victor mentality solves problems, while victim mentality creates excuses. The second is genuine passion. The most successful people, whether programmers, salespeople, or lawyers, truly love what they do. This drives them to master their field, impressing customers and colleagues alike. Many of Buffett's top managers, like Stan Lipsey of the Buffalo News, stayed for decades despite having wealth to retire. The final quality is unwavering honesty. Managers who are truthful about mistakes learn from them, while those who blame others may eventually deceive themselves about important matters. This is particularly vital in accounting, where managers who always promise to make the numbers might eventually be tempted to fabricate them. In business and personal finance, profit is the difference between costs and prices. While most executives focus on increasing sales, Buffett emphasizes rigorous cost management, judging managers by how they handle small expenses. If managers aren't disciplined on the little things, they will probably be undisciplined on the large things. This principle applies to personal finance. Reducing living costs by $6 equals earning $10 pre-tax. Buffett values managers who are inherently cost-conscious, not just during crises. Companies with lower cost structures can price competitively while maintaining profitability, creating a cycle where efficiency drives competitive pricing and increased sales volume. Buffett distinguishes between wise frugality and short-sighted penny-pinching. He readily invests in necessary infrastructure, employee development, and strategic acquisitions. His preferred holding period for exceptional businesses is forever, a long-term perspective that built his wealth. Most managers, focused on quarterly results for bonuses, neglect strategic planning and fail to prepare for future opportunities or recessions. In evaluating performance, Buffett insists on measuring against industry peers, not absolute numbers. A 20% return on equity might seem strong until compared with competitors earning 30%, while 5% could be impressive if industry peers average 2%. After selecting the right businesses and managers, Buffett focuses on motivation through positive reinforcement, an approach inspired by Dale Carnegie's principles. He understands what psychologist William James called the deepest principle in human nature, our need to be appreciated. Following Charles Schwab's example, Buffett believes praise inspires achievement, while criticism dampens ambition. He consistently celebrates employees both privately and publicly, calling his managers the best in the business and giving them a stellar reputation to maintain. When advising Bono about African fundraising, he suggested appealing to America's pride rather than its conscience. He skillfully avoids criticism, knowing it breeds resentment. When David Soko lost $360 million on a failed zinc project, Buffett simply acknowledged that everyone makes mistakes, including himself. This response inspired such loyalty that Soko went on to successfully lead Berkshire's energy operations for 9 years. Like Benjamin Franklin, Buffett believes the best way to win an argument is to avoid having one. Rather than contradicting others directly, he builds trust by finding points of agreement and uses softer phrases like "I conceive" or "I imagine" to introduce his ideas. Warren Buffett's management philosophy combines deceptive simplicity with remarkable effectiveness. Built on fundamental principles of human psychology and business economics, its power lies not in complexity, but in consistent execution over time. The key insight isn't any individual principle, but their integration into a coherent system applied with unwavering discipline. While other conglomerates frequently restructure, Berkshire maintains long-term holdings in companies like See's Candies and Geico, allowing compound interest and strong management to flourish. This consistency explains Berkshire Hathaway's extraordinary market outperformance, growing at 20.1% annually compared to the S&P 500's 10.5% from 1965 to 2021. Success stems from creating an environment where exceptional businesses and passionate managers thrive with minimal interference. Buffett's principles transcend corporate management, applying equally to small businesses, departments, or personal life. In an era fixated on complexity, his focus on timeless principles executed consistently offers profound wisdom. The challenge isn't in understanding these principles, it's in having the discipline to apply them.